Okay, it's step number 30. And here's all the reminders that you need from the last 30 days. There are 10 of them. So if you skim through some of the days and if you weren't really paying attention sometimes, that's okay, I got you. Because step 30, I really want to make sure that I give you the 10 most important things that I think that you need to know. 1, spirits are subtle. You have to think outside the box. Remember, they have a high vibrational energy because they don't have a physical body or anything to ground them. So their messages are going to feel like you're making it up. It's going to feel like a whisper instead of a loudspeaker. Sometimes spirit will be loud, that's true, but sometimes it'll be so soft and such a subtle message that you have to think outside the box. Don't disregard the little messages, the thought that enters your brain that you weren't thinking of a minute ago, the light that's flickering, the bird that keeps landing on the same vehicle time after time after time, the feeling of shivers when you hear something that you're questioning whether it's true or not. Spirit is subtle. Think outside the box. Don't forget the placement of spirit and stick with the rules that you made. If you said when you're looking at someone, the father's side comes in on the left and the mother's side comes in on the right, then you need to stick with that. And if a spirit gets on the wrong side, the truth is I don't give their message until they get on the right side. So stick with your rules and be black and white. That's the best way to communicate with spirit and how you're going to be able to make sense of things. The third thing is use crystals. You can hold them when you're giving a reading. You can place them in your pockets. You should have them around your house. You should have them around your property. They will ground you. When you're connecting with the spirit on the other side, you are using massive amounts of energy. And it can make you sick emotionally, physically, spiritually. You can feel crappy after readings because you're not grounded enough. You're not cleansed enough. Energy is a real thing. It's like dust. If you don't dust a room for a while and you go in, you're going to be able to write in the dust. It's the same way. That energy within your body, that energy that you're using to communicate with spirit. You have to use crystals. The next thing is stay connected to the tools of your trade. Whether you choose oracle cards or pendulums or rune stones or whatever it is that you want to use, stay connected to your tools and keep them cleansed and use them as a bridge to help you to be able to give those messages. The fifth thing is meditate. I could tell you that a million times a day. Meditate, 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 and meditate. The sixth thing is work with your chakras often to keep them clear and clean. Don't disregard those chakras. Remember, those are the energy centers. I went through all of them with you, and you need those to be able to communicate with spirit. The other thing is, here's a little tip for you. You can shut down your chakras, and you can really close everything down to be able to go out in public. If you want to go to a mall and you don't want to communicate with spirit, shut them down. You're going to sleep at night, shut them down. This will allow you to conserve energy, and it won't turn them off forever. It'll just help you keep them clean and clear. Number 7 is start going to psychic development classes. And guess what? If you don't have one, create one. You've just learned 30 days of psychic mediumship for dummies. The best time to teach something to other people is when you first learn it. So you have my permission to take these 30 days and go teach them to other people. Create a group of like-minded friends. Phone up your friends like, hey, you interested in this? Okay, great. My first psychic development class had 3 of my friends and myself sitting in a park because God forbid I do it at home. My husband might have thought that I was crazy, and just learning and talking and sharing and growing. And that psychic development class, it grew and it grew and it grew. And that's exactly what you need to do. Start now. Number 8 is don't be scared to use photos, objects, or anything you need to help you, especially in the beginning. Remember to try and keep the reading as egoless as possible. I never ask a client, oh, can you tell me your loved one's name and how they passed away? I think that just robs you from some really good messages that you could give them. But I could say, you know what, do you have a photo of them? And then not ask anything else. Or is it possible that you have an object of theirs that I might be able to touch or hold on to? And then don't let your ego get in the way. If it's a men's watch, doesn't necessarily mean it was owned by a man. Could have been passed down to his wife. So remember, you can use them as a bridge. You can use them as a connector, but that's not the be-all end-all. The messages come from spirit. Number 9 is talk to spirits just like you would a friend. They're not zombies. They're not hanging pieces of skin. It's not the stuff you see in the movies. They're on the other side. They're love, they're light. These are our grandmothers, our mothers, our fathers, our loved ones. And once upon a time, they were here right with us. So talk to them just like you would a friend. And if you need answers, I know they'll come through for you. Whether that's being automatic writing, writing it down, whether that's a thought that interrupts the other thoughts in your mind, whether they come into a dream, whether they send you a sign, be open to it all. And the last reminder, number 10, write every single solitary thing down. Write down every dream, write down every message, write down every time the light flickers and the date and the time. It's going to start showing you patterns of when spirit's showing up, when spirit is the strongest, when your messages are the loudest, what they meant and where they applied. Looking back, it's like following this little chain, and you're going to be able to follow the breadcrumbs of the chain all the way home. It's so important for you to do this. Don't disregard it. It's really important that you write everything down. I promise you, if you do, you're going to thank me for this later. You're going to go, oh my gosh, Carmel, I have all these journals and all these books. And I'm so grateful that I listen, because now I have this information. Journal, journal, journal. Listen, you made it 30 days. I super hope that you listen to all 30 days, because I really think that this course is a crash course for people that just felt like they couldn't do this. And I hope that I've inspired you to know that you can. I hope that you know that you can continue going from here. So whether you decide to continue to want to be a student of mine and join a bigger program, or whether you want to go out there in the world and discover all kinds of psychics and mediums or whatever you want to do. But here it is. You've got the nuts and bolts. You've got the basics. I have broken it down for you. If you have any questions, I'd love for you to email me, info@carmeljoybear.com. I'm always happy to help. But in the meantime, here's what I think. Go start communicating with spirit. You're a medium. You're a psychic. You have the ability. Don't question yourself. Let go and let spirit. And have a great time and a great experience doing so.